Sports Illustrated came out with a disturbing statistic this week. They're reporting that 78%, 8 out of 10, of former NFL players go bankrupt or are under major financial stress due to joblessness within 2 years after retirement. 8 out of 10 NFL players are bankrupt or broke within 2 years of leaving the league. And these are men that have made a minimum of $400,000 a year. 8 out of 10 are bankrupt or broke within 2 years of having made $400,000 a year. How can that happen? Well, to start with, I was speaking to a group of rookies not long ago, rookie camp, and I was trying to explain to them, because I know these numbers. We've worked with professional athletes for years in the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and we know the numbers. In the NFL, NFL stands for not for long. The average player's there 3.7 years. That's the average, which means some are greater, but most aren't. Lots of people that go into the NFL are gone in less than 2 years. Lots of them. Most of them. To where the ones that stay for two or three decades raise the average. And the average being 3.7 years. Their bodies go through horrendous punishment. They are standing on the sidelines hoping to get into the game, and their wives are in the stands hoping they don't. Well, hoping they do, but knowing what happens if they do. That they're going to look like they got hit by a car when they get home. Because when you have men that weigh 300 pounds running at the speed of light and run over you, it will put you in intensive care. I'm a football fan, but once I've started learning about the lives of the players, their physical condition and their fiscal condition, it's made it harder for me to watch football. Those men are punished to play that game. It is an unbelievably tough game. And you think it's fast on television, try standing on the sidelines. The thing speeds up sixfold. So I'm a football fan, and it breaks my heart when I read this from Sports Illustrated, and I know from experience and from other studies that I've read that it absolutely is true. 78% of former NFL players go bankrupt or are under major financial stress due to joblessness within 2 years after retirement, when they've been making a minimum of $400,000. You know, the interesting thing about football, going into the locker room too and sitting and talking with the players, is it's the same in college somewhat too. I don't know how these coaches coach this huge spectrum of socioeconomic development. On one side, you've got guys who have a master's degree in finance. While they were red-shirted, they went ahead and knocked out their master's, and they come out, and they're brilliant, and they're very smart, and they come from, many times, from educated homes, and from homes where the parents did very well, for whatever reason. And on the other side, you've got guys that come out of tremendous poverty. They come out of, you know, tremendously bad neighborhoods and broken families. And there's really no middle class in the locker room in that regard. There's the two ends of the spectrum. I don't know how you connect guys from the country club with guys from the hood and get them on a team and orchestrate that set of feelings and intellects. It's an interesting thing to watch those coaches. They are masters at human relations. They really are. And, of course, at game planning a football game. But it's, you know, once you get inside of that game a little bit, it's a completely different thing. So why is it that you can make all that money and go broke? Why is it that you could make $10 million and go broke? Why is it that you could make $100 million and be a Leon Sphinx and have nothing to show for it, not even your teeth? My buddy Ed McMahon passes away the other day. Pam, his wife, friend of ours. Ed made over $100 million in his lifetime. And at the end of his life, his home was in foreclosure. It was all in the news. You knew that. I didn't tell secrets. It was there. Why? How can that happen? How can it happen that MC Hammer, an icon of the early days of music videos, ends up broke? How does this happen? Well, I'll tell you. I've studied it for years. I've worked with these people. We've been crisis counselors to the stars and the athletes for years. We've worked with a few of them that didn't want to be the crisis. And I can tell you how that can happen to them. The same way it happens to you. You work your whole life and have nothing to show for it but MasterCard debt, Visa debt, a student loan that's been around so long you think it's a pet. You work your whole freaking life and all you got to show for it is a car payment. All you got to show for it is, I hope the government, which is well known for its ability to handle money, will take care of me at retirement because I've got nothing saved. I'm going to be on that, buying that cookbook, 72 Ways to Prepare Alpo, and love it. In your working lifetime, the average American will earn anywhere from $3 to $8 million in your working lifetime. And most people in America retire with nothing to show for it. And you've been sitting there while I was talking about these athletes thinking, gosh, if I had that kind of opportunity, I wouldn't squander it. Yes, you have squandered it. You've squandered every freaking dime of it. You live in the richest country the world has ever known, nothing but opportunity to show for it, and you ain't got a freaking dime. That's stupid. That's stupid. And yet for the first 5 minutes of this monologue, you were sitting here judging these athletes. Going, well, that's just big dumb football players. Well, let me tell you, some of those football players are smarter than you ever dreamed of being. At least they had a goal. At least they're at the top of their game. They're not living in mediocrity. At least they were doing something. Yeah, they didn't get anything to show for it, and we can fuss at them for that. But hey, America, here's a plan. Don't buy a car you can't afford because the stupid government is giving you $4,500 for your $1,000 car. Something that sounds too good to be true is stupid. It is too good to be true. There's a reason you don't need a brand new car when you're driving a $1,000 car. You're too freaking broke to pay for it. This isn't rocket science. You need to quit acting like you're in Congress. Are you a drunken congressman spending money the way you do? Stay out of the mall. Drunks don't need to be in a bar, and you don't need to be in the mall. Well, I'm stimulating the economy. Famous last words of stupid broke people. Here's a plan. Live on less than you make. Get on a written plan. Get out of debt. Start giving. Gather up what's known as a clue and start living your life this way. It's ridiculous to live your whole life and end up broke. This is the Dave Ramsey Show.